Hello and welcome to the Art of Selling Online Courses. We're here to share winning strategies and secret hacks from top performers in the online course industry. My name is John Ainsworth and today's guest is Martina Viljevats. She's the account manager at Data Driven Marketing and is responsible for running projects for our Done For You clients. And today we're going to be talking about what was done in a recent project that allowed Martina to help the client make more than three times as many sales as they have been doing and make over $70,000 in a recent promotion without making any new courses, without creating any more content from scratch. So really exciting case study we're going to go through today. Now, before I do that, I've got an important question for you. Have you got a course or an authority website? If you do, did you know there's a short list of techniques that can double to about quintuple your revenue? It's the ones that Martina used on these projects. And there are an average return for most clients of about 428%. If you want to know what that would look like for your business, how much more money you could be making if it's going to work for you, and what the eight techniques are, then go to courseprofitreport.com. There's about 10 questions to fill out. At the end, what will happen is my team will make a personalized profit increase report for you. If it looks like you would be a good fit for working with us, then Martina herself will be putting a Loom video for you about your website, reviewing your homepage, your sales page, your checkout page, helping you see what can be improved and how much more money you can make. So go to courseprofitreport.com. Now, back to the show. So Martina, this is a really, really exciting case study. Thanks so much for coming on the show to talk about it.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here and talk about this today.
So I said earlier, I teased a little bit, there was no new course, but it's a slight simplification, isn't it? The client didn't create any more content, but it wasn't something that had actually been sold before. So what did you do? What was the way of creating this new offer without having to then record anything new?
So for this client, we have been reusing the same courses for over a year now. It's about three courses that we've been recycling. And then we realized we need a new offer. We want them to create something new, to make the hungry audience want more, something that people would buy. But they were sort of reluctant on doing that. It takes a lot of time to record a course for all the production, to make a script and everything. So what we did is we said, we know that you have a lot of content about this topic. We know this is a relevant topic for your audience and for the content creator. So let's make a list. Let's create a Google document with all the little clips that the content creator has talked about this topic. And once we had the workshop, which was an hour and a half, and at the end, we had this Google Doc document, which mentioned every single clip where this topic was mentioned. And we realized we have more hours than we could imagine of content that's very relevant for the audience. And it was just amazing to know, okay, all of this already exists. Some of it is part of the premium content. Some of it was never released. Some of it was part of the live workshop or online workshops, which were recorded, but it was never summed up to be one course. So once we realized we have everything that we need, we just need to splinter it, have a separate course about this, you know, reproduct, basically edit the videos and have it all in one place. It was a really good place to start. We knew that we were in for something good.
Nice. So I think most course creators know that if they make a new course, then it'll sell well. In fact, that's normally the only time that most course creators, or one of the very few times that most course creators actually will do a promotion, is when they've come up with a new course. So it won't be a shock to know that having a new offer is going to do really well. It's going to do better than previous promotions. But the difference here is no new content was created. It was just repurposing existing content. So you said that you took stuff from the membership. You took stuff from the previous workshops have been done, some things that hadn't even been released, and then made a list of all of them that were around this one topic. And then from that, decided which parts were going to go into this new offer. So it's not exactly a course, but it is new content around this one particular, or it's repurposing content, taking content that people haven't seen, a lot of them around this one topic. And I think this is particularly relevant for people who have memberships, because a lot of people will make a membership and then we'll put all of the content from that, just so like people can just have anything. Just like, this is it. You pay for the membership and you can access everything. And for a lot of people, they don't want to sign up for a membership. They like to pay once and just get access. And secondly, it can be really confusing because there's so much stuff in memberships sometimes that it's hard to find it all. And so what you've done is you pulled a bunch of things out around one topic and put them together for this. So that's absolutely genius. I absolutely love it. That's really, really smart. So what was the next thing then that helped to increase the sales besides having a new offer?
So another thing that we are sort of testing right now is increasing the prices of the main product. So what people are usually afraid of is going from, let's say, a $20 offer to a $60 offer. You're afraid that your audience will be like, oh no, they're only doing this for money. This is a big jump. But what we've proved all times and times again is that this works. So we usually promoted a $77 product, and now this is a $159 product, which is more than double the money, which is a bit scary, but we realized by combining all the data that this will work. Basically, having the price increased does not mean that you will have less revenue earned in total. It means that a bit less people will buy, but when you combine the more money that you're making per purchase and the total number of buyers, it does mean that you will earn more money, that the revenue will be bigger, which is exactly what happened here. So we knew that the audience is willing to buy more priced products. For example, the promotion ended and we increased the price back to the full price of $399, and people are still buying this, which proves that people are willing to pay more money, that the $77 offer, which matched the content value, was basically a nice jump. We could use this to know that people would also purchase more expensive products, which is exactly what happened. So we are now interested to see what happens in the future. You know, where is the benchmark? When do we stop? What is the perfect price for this audience?
There's a term in marketing, you know, academic textbooks called price elasticity, which is basically about the same thing. It's like, how far can you push it before people are like, oh no, I don't want to spend that much. And what we found in courses is it's normally higher. That number is normally higher than most course creators think it is, because most people are making decisions based on their emotions mm-hmm. rather than based on the data. They're like, what if one person emails me and says it's too expensive? It's like, okay, what if you make way less money because you price it too cheap? You know, we've had people before where we've doubled the prices on everything and revenue's gone up and actually sales didn't go down very much at all. Okay, so it was a new course, so that really helped. It was a higher price, $159 instead of $77. What else worked in this promotion?
So the topic that we chose wasn't an accident. We analyzed the customer avatar surveys from up to 2 years ago, basically to see what people need help with, what they want, how long the course should be, which topics should it cover, what is the angle of the promotional email that would work, and how to position this offer. So this was the very thorough research. It didn't just happen. So we made sure that the audience that we are offering this to is actually interested in this, and that especially that the course itself matches the value. So the price matches the value, and it's not just something to do for money. So we actually took into account everything that the audience was struggling with and made something that would help them with that. So we referenced that in the warm-up emails, which were much longer than usual because this was a new topic to discover. So our copywriter, Monica, had a lot of fun exploring this new area. And also in the promotional emails, we would reference the same issues that the audience had and then the sales page as well. So it was all made with the intention of helping the audience with what they need help with most currently. So the topic was broad enough to reference a lot of people to hit their pain points, but also simple enough so that you can create a content, a whole course out of it.
Nice.
And I want to note here that what helped most is that the previous buyers weren't offered anything in more than a year. So there was a lot of people who are really keen on buying stuff, but they bought all three previously promoted courses. So they haven't been receiving any promotional emails. They were hungry to learn more. And since we now basically targeted all of the previous buyers in this promotion, and the previous buyers are always most likely to buy something new because they've already spent money with you, they are satisfied with you, they know what you talk about. So since we targeted all of those previous buyers, it just resulted in a great, it produced a great result, especially on the first day when we saw people who were waiting for something new to happen for a long time get excited. And we had the best first day ever with any of our clients, but with this client as well. And it was just mind-blowing.
Nice. So another thing that did well with this promotion was the upsell. And I want to just give a bit of context for everybody listening who doesn't remember about upsells maybe, or hasn't heard us talk about them before, which is unlikely because I talk about them a lot. But upsells is one of the easiest ways to increase revenue in your promotions, because what it is on the confirmation page, after somebody has finished checking out, you're offering another course or another off product. And about normally 10 to maybe 20% of people will buy at that stage. And you can normally offer something that's a similar-ish kind of price to the original product. And it's very powerful. It helps increase revenue on average by about 10 to 20% overall, something like that. But this actually did better than 10 to 20%, didn't it? What was the conversion rate on this one?
So we actually hit 23% conversion rate on the upsell, which is amazing. It's the best result for the upsell for this client and probably the one I've seen ever. And I'm really happy that it worked well because we were worried about how well the upsell product would fit the main offer. But the magic thing of copywriting is you can adjust the angle however you want. So if the product will help people with a certain problem, you just say that on the sales page. You say, hey, you've just bought this product. Before you continue to, you know, look at the content, here is something else that can help you. And then you introduce that offer. And the amount of people who don't use upsells is really, really ridiculous because this works. So it increased the revenue. We had a $77 product for the upsell. And when you take into account the 23% take rate, this affected the revenue really well as it's a big part of the total revenue in the end. So even though people are reluctant on doing the upsells, you know, they've made their purchase, let's just give them the course. This proves that it works. And if the upsell content matches the main content, then it's a win-win.
Nice. All right. So let's summarize. So one of the things that was done was having a new offer, which is really, really important. And for anybody who thinks, yeah, but I haven't got any new offers that I can make, really think long and hard about that, because maybe you do. Maybe you've got content in your membership you can pull out. Maybe you've got a course that you could splinter some part from it and make it a cheaper course. Or you could bundle some things together and make something more expensive, or something that you've done one-to-one with people before, you've got some recordings of it. Whatever it is, find some way to make a new offer. Second thing is that offer should be about a topic the audience really wants. So you did surveys here and you found out what was the topic people were most interested in and then made the new course about that. Third thing was then doing a really good upsell. So an upsell that fitted really, really well with the main course that's being sold. So that's led to this 23% conversion rate. And then the fourth thing is having a higher price. So instead of $77 as normal for courses, it's $159. That does decrease the number of people who will buy, but it doesn't halve it. So overall, you make more revenue. So there's a lot of things together that came together there, and that allowed this client to get more than three times the sales that they have been getting and over $70,000 from one promotion, which is pretty epic, really, isn't it?
Yes, it's very exciting.
Nice. Cool. Anything else that people should know about this promotion and how that worked?
I guess the main takeaway is to not be afraid and not stagnate. Yes, the recycling of the content has been working very well. Everybody was satisfied. The revenue was nice. But if you take an extra step in order to, you know, improve your business, to take this to the next step, what can I do better? What can I do differently? And then test stuff out, try different things, and it will work out. So since everything was based on data and previous surveys, nothing was accidental. So that's also a big tip here to try to get to know your audience as best as you can, to get to know your clients, to resonate with their problems, and then have all of that combined. So this was up to 2 months long research and funnel creating, the content editing, all of that took up 2 months. And in those 2 months, we were doing the same thing as we usually are. It didn't produce that much more work altogether, but it did produce amazing results. So this might be one of our best months ever because of this.
Nice. All right. If you found this useful and you want to get future episodes, subscribe wherever you listened. And don't forget, if you do want help with increasing revenue of your course business or your authority site or YouTube channel, then we're here to help. We work on a percentage of increase in revenue. So if we don't make you any more money, then we don't get paid. And we therefore only work with people who we know are going to be a good fit. So if you're interested in getting our help, then go to courseprofitreport.com, fill out the form. And if it looks like you'll be a good fit to work with us, then we'll send you details of how to book a call. Thanks so much for listening, as always. And thank you, Martina, for coming on and sharing your wisdom.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for listening.